Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Ryan Carb from Many Hands Farm in Amherst on Pelham Road. Many Hands Farm Corp.
Yeah.
What does the Corps come from then? And is it Corps like Apple Corps or Corps like Marine Corps?
Or like Marine Corps.
Or Peace Corps.
Peace Corps.
Or Peace Corps, I see. And your kind of overall mission there is sort of like a maybe like a farming boot camp? Is that true?
Exactly.
You're training farmers.
We do something that other farms don't do. We welcome people who only want to work for a month without experience. And so we give them that experience that really helps them get a leg up to get jobs at other farms and gives them an understanding of what they will be doing so that they can decide if they want to do it or not. I'd say maybe a third to half of them go on to farm, and we're getting people, a lot of UMass students, some Hampshire students, but people from all over the country. The exciting thing is that I get to hire back some of the interns that did it. The first time farming was with me. I encourage them to get jobs on other farms, and then they come back as a manager with my farm and help bring in a new crop of farmers, basically.
So what are you doing on your farm first?
We do a CSA, and we grow the 40 to 60 different vegetables, herbs, and flowers that you'll see on most farms in the area. We're a smaller farm, though, about 4 to 8 acres, less mechanically driven, more people-driven, more labor-driven.
So I've got this delicious salad here. This is already going here? And
we have some salad growing, but not a whole lot. Our CSA doesn't start till the second week in June, probably.
Well, this is awesome. This is a lot of lettuce.
So it is a lot of lettuce.
I've eaten all of everybody's farm share.
And that's why they're not getting any this week, because it all went to Monty.
And then what do you got over there?
And then we've got some baby bok choy with some asparagus and green garlic, harvested garlic.
Green garlic is it's like the veal of garlic?
So do you keep it caged a little bit in a small area?
Our garlic is all free range.
Mm. But I'm interested in about this like farming boot camp that you have at Many Hands Farm Corp. What's a typical month look like?
Typical month, they come in the first day. The interns generally don't know what the plants look like. We have to remind them to not step on the crops.
Uh-huh.
I've actually made my rows wider to make it easier for them. we just teach people really basic things about working outside and making sure they drink water and helping them to have fun during the most monotonous of tasks. Weeding carrots butter knife weeding carrots.
Wait,
you go out there hands and knees with a literal butter knife scraping away at the soil at carrots that are about half an inch tall.
I think they made my dad do that in real boot camp for the Navy, where they made him cut the grass with scissors. So there are all these strange parallels here, except the ultimate goal with this farming is that you wouldn't go to other countries and kill people.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of curious, are most of the people, young people that you have coming through Many Hands Farm Corps, is it usually people under 25?
We actually have an age limit, 17 to 20 for our internship.
Gotcha.
Is it a paid internship?
It is a paid internship.
Maybe I'll go do that for a month.
Well, I was going to challenge you to come for a day and weed with our interns and get to see it firsthand.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Not a whole day, though.
Yeah.
Maybe half an hour.
There was a lot of enthusiasm with an end to that sentence, yeah. Monty. Yes.
I can tell you which farms are a little nicer to have an easier day on or...
So that's the other thing.
Not as much boot camp like.
You take the boot camp to other farms.
Let's see. Today my crew is, I just came from Park Hill Orchard in East Hampton.
Uh-huh.
Great friends of ours. And we work at Red Fire regularly. They were the first farm to hire us.
Right.
We just got back on the Mountain View Farm this summer. Crimson and Clover. Atlas Farm.
You're like Farm College.
Farm College, yeah.
And if Monty really likes the weeding with you and decides to throw his hat in the ring for a month, does he then live with you? How does that work?
We provide housing for the interns.
Oh, wow.
And
this
is great.
It's not like a tent out in the farm, is it?
No. That would,
oh, thank God.
Nice.
That
to get
is
a,
more than I can bear. I hate it.
It's like living in a college dorm. It goes beyond job training, and we focus on art and creativity and community building and leadership development. Kind of build up the whole person and not just, we don't expect people to go out and work minimum wage farm jobs for the rest of their lives.
Right.
We expect them to start businesses. And, you know, a lot of these people are really bright and intelligent. If they become senators, they can have a better idea of labor issues and also immigration issues that affect farm labor.
It's a 1 month internship. Do you do two or three every year? How does that work?
We do one in June, July, and August.
You could do three, Monty.
Oh, yeah.
We actually
three.
Don't. I find weeding carrots for 1 month is enough for anybody. We can make it fun for 1 month. We can't make it fun for two.
So if you're skeptical about joining the Marine Corps or the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, join Many Hands Farm Corps for just a month. Live there, learn how to farm, and then go on to become a U.S. senator.
And if you're hungry and you usually eat vegetables like almost every day, you can just do a farm share with them.
If I don't eat all of your salad with this delicious dressing.
Kaylee, who made it, will be very upset with you.
If I eat all of your salad?
You don't eat all of it.
Oh, I'm going to eat it. Ryan Carb from Many Hands Farm Corps and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.